I'm with Martin Gold, an artist. He's learning how to draw cartoons for a living. Martin, what a cool job. How did you get started in it?
My dad's a graphic designer, and obviously drawing skills are important for him. And he expected me to share his enthusiasm, getting me to copy his funny little sketches. Then, like all kids, I started to buy comics. You know, magazines full of cartoon stories. But what caught my attention and appealed to me was the images rather than the stories they were telling. That got me wanting to be creative and see what unusual ideas I could come up with.
So how did your school react when you told them what job you wanted to do?
I can't say they were encouraging. My art teacher admitted I'd probably find work, but she still tried to persuade me to look into other possibilities involving drawing, like fashion design. That sounded to me like something it'd be incredibly hard to get into, not at all what I wanted. I was aware, though, that as a cartoonist, I wouldn't be guaranteed regular work, but I was determined to stick with it.
So you didn't give up?
No. If there was an event at school or if the local drama club was putting on a show at a local theatre, I'd do the posters, and they went down incredibly well. I hadn't expected that, and I needed that approval. Later on, though, when I sent stuff I'd done off to magazines, the replies I got were mixed. Although one or two did praise my work, nobody wanted to publish it. I started to question whether I'd ever succeed in a career in art.
And then you went to Barcelona for the summer. What effect did that have?
Oh, amazing. I'd gone there hoping to do a drawing course with a cartoonist who has a different and very interesting approach. Unfortunately, that was cancelled at the last minute. But I bought my plane ticket, so I still went. I spent my time sketching different sites in the city, and that did improve my drawing skills. Somehow, just being there was enough. I came home brimming with new ideas from everything I'd seen and heard. After that, my artwork seemed to have a new purpose.
So then you went on to art school and started experimenting with new ways of drawing cartoons. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah. Up till then, I'd been drawing using big marker pens, because they made really strong lines on the paper. But there, I was introduced to Indian ink, which I was told some experienced cartoonists prefer. I could see why. People who are used to working with it can get far more differences in shading and line thickness into their drawings. The more immediate effect for me was that I could turn out finished drawings more rapidly than before. I guess eventually I'll learn to make better use of it and start to introduce more characters into my drawings too.
You're currently working as a ghost artist for a newspaper. What's that exactly?
Well, I'm called in when one of their usual cartoonists is unavailable for whatever reason. My drawings have to look identical to what would normally appear. The work's given me a real insight into the world of cartoonists, more than I thought it would, but it's getting in the way of what I really want to do. So I won't do it forever, but it pays the bills for now.
So have you got the qualities needed to succeed as a cartoonist?
Well, I don't always feel particularly inspired, but you still have to try and produce the goods because so many people are depending on you. It'll be hard, but I reckon I've got the determination. I was talking to my boss and he was saying how important it is for a cartoonist to be focused and to have a methodical way of doing things. I'm a bit concerned because that doesn't sound like me. I'm just hoping he's wrong, that there's more than one way to get the job done.